It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute.
This is it, L&M filters. This is it, something new. Now two sizes, L&M filters. New king size and regular too. This is it, L&M filters. L&M filters with the miracle tip.
No cigarette ever went so far so fast as L&M filters. And with the new king-size L&Ms, there's no telling where they'll stop. Yes, L&Ms are sweeping the country, and the reason's simple. No filter compares with L&M's exclusive miracle tip for quality or for effectiveness. Yes, only L&M gives you effective filtration, and no other cigarette has it. Our statement of quality goes unchallenged. L&M is America's highest quality and best filter tip cigarette. For much more flavor, much less nicotine, buy L&M's king size or regular, both at the same low price.
There's the Bonton, Molly, right across the street.
I know, I've been there.
Watch your little foot there. Here, let me take your arm. Don't you want me to take your arm?
Oh.
Gee whiz, you're not still mad about me returning this dad-ratted sports shirt, are you, Molly?
Well, all I have to say is this is the last time Mama goes out and buys you something.
Oh, now, Molly, just because I'm returning it, that don't mean I don't appreciate it.
Some appreciation. Can't wait to get it back to the Bon Town and exchange it. I thought you'd be crazy about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, kiddo, but gee whiz, this shirt just isn't my type.
The salesman said it's all the rage in Hollywood. He said all the actors wear them. This exact same shirt.
Oh, he just said that to make a sale. What kind of actors wear a sports shirt with daisies all over it? Lady actors?
I told you those are not daisies on the shirt.
Well, boy, they sure look like daisies to me. Cross daisies on a background of dandelions. Here, take another look. Now, if those aren't daisies all over that shirt, what the heck are they?
I don't know. It's just some sort of pattern.
Well, they look like daisies to me, and I'm not going to wear a shirt that's got daisies all over it. It's too hot.
Too hot?
Yeah. Too hot to chase them guys in front of Kramer's drugstore that'll whistle like a tea kettle every time I walk past with this shirt on if I wore it, which I'm sorry, but I won't.
All right, just put it back in the box and we'll... Oh, hello there, Lester.
Well, if it isn't my next-door neighbors. Hi, Miss McGee, Mr. McGee. What are you folks doing downtown?
We're returning a shirt to the Bon Ton, Les.
One I bought this morning, not 3 hours ago.
Oh? See, that sure is a pretty one, all right. Is that it?
Yep, this is the one.
Well, what's wrong with it? It looks real nice to me.
There you are, McGee. What'd I tell you?
You mean you like this thing, Les? You don't see anything wrong with it?
Why, not unless it's the wrong size or something. Those are mighty pretty colors, all of them. It's not too loud, but, well, loud enough, just right.
Oh, the colors are all right. It's the pattern.
Yeah, all the girls are wearing those man-tailored shirts this year. I think you look real cute in that, Miss McGee.
Me? I look cute in it.
Well, yeah, it is yours, isn't it? I mean, isn't that what the discussion is all about? You bought yourself this shirt, and Mr. McGee thinks it's kind of loud?
All right, McGee, you win. Let's go in and take it back.
Good. Well, thanks a lot, Les. Sure glad we ran into you, boy. Well, come on, kiddo.
All right, but I still say they're not there.
Goodbye, folks. Nice talking to you. Huh. I sure hope they get home early so I can drop over and find out what the dickens we were talking about.
Okay. Let's get over here to the exchange booth and get a refund for that shirt. And hey.
What?
They got air conditioning in here. When did the Montana...
Oh, they just finished it last week.
Uh-huh.
You haven't been here all summer, have you?
No. Boy, that air conditioning sure feels good. Oh, they got a lot of new counters and everything in
oh,
here.
Oh, they've done a lot of remodeling and changing around during the summer months. I notice...
Calling Mr. Ware. Mr. Ware and Housewares, please call the warehouse. Warehouse calling Mr. Ware and Housewares. Where's Mr. Ware? Are you there, Mr. Ware? Warehouse.
Give me the shirt, will you? I'll return it and get a refund slip, and we'll go pick out something else.
You mean you'll pick out something else? I'm through picking
out. Oh, come on, kiddo. Don't be like that. Now, you wait here, and I'll just step through this door to the exchange booth. And...
Now, wait!
Oh!
What the nickel-plated heck was that in there?
Attention, shoppers. The exchange booth is no longer located on the main floor. That space is now a fitting room.
Now she tells me.
I tried to stop you, but you never read signs.
All exchanges are now made at the exchange desk on the second floor.
Well, thanks.
Other changes are as follows. Ladies' dresses, formerly on the third floor, is now on the second floor. Men's wear, formerly on the second floor, is now on the main floor. And the main floor, formerly on the main floor, is now in the basement.
I wonder where the basement is. It was such a nice basement. I hope they didn't throw it away.
Come on, let's find a floor walker. I don't even know where I am by this time.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
Ah, it's dependable, so dependable, hey, and dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy RCA Victor than any other TV for dependability.
This year, RCA Victor television is out to break all popularity records, and here's why. Never before has RCA Victor offered you so much for so little. Here are new television sets that are breathtakingly beautiful, with exclusive engineering advances to give top performance, and prices are the lowest in RCA Victor history. So cash in on these great buys. Visit your dealer soon, and remember...
It's dependable, see, so dependable, A, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy RCA Victor than any other TV for dependability.
Remember the world's best names for quality, RCA and RCA Victor.
And the floor walker says the place to get a refund for this shirt with the daisies on it is to take it...
I still say they're not daisies.
All right, so they're nasty tertiums, or maybe they're water lilies. They look like daisies to me, and whatever kind of flowers they are, I don't wear flowered shirts.
You said that before.
So all we gotta do is take it to the second floor exchange desk, get a refund slip, and go pick out a new shirt.
There's the elevator over there.
Let's use the escalator. It's faster. Come on, it's right over here.
Hi, kids. Want a lift? Hop on. I'll take you upstairs.
No, look who's here, the old-timer.
Hi, old-timer. Move over, Lou.
What are you doing at the Bon Ton?
Just stopped in on my lunch hour, kids, to get a present for my girlfriend.
Bessie?
Bessie? Who's that?
Your girlfriend.
Oh, you're thinking of last month, daughter. That's over.
What?
Don't tell me you and Bessie split up.
Yep. It was just one of those things.
Oh, dear.
Just one of those crazy things. One of those bells that now and then ring.
Huh?
Just one of those things.
I thought this was a real romance.
Just one of those nights. One of those fabulous flights. A trip to the moon on gossamer wings.
Oh, you're...
Just one of those things.
But you and Bessie had such fun together, though.
If we'd thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down, kids.
Oh, come on now, cut it out.
Yes, you haven't really broken up with Bessie, have you?
Nope. Just being facetious, kids, whatever that means.
Oh, good.
I've been seeing Bessie every Saturday night for as long as I can remember. Why, Saturday night just wouldn't be the same without my Bessie.
Wouldn't be, huh?
I should say not. Bessie's the one that gets the passes to the Bijou. Uh-oh, second floor, here's where I get off.
Yeah, us too. We're going to the exchange desk.
I'm going to the toy department. Gonna buy me and Bessie a pair of beanies with a set of matching propellers. So long.
Goodbye.
So long, old-timer. Boy, he is a kick, isn't he?
I'll bet if Bessie bought him a beautiful shirt like this one, he would...
Oh, now, please, Molly. Let's just take it back and no hard feelings,
well...
huh?
Well...
I can't help it if I don't like flowers on my shirts, especially daisies on a field of dandelions. They got lots of shirts. So after we get the refund slip, we'll pick out something masculine. And I'll be so proud of my new shirt. Boy, that's the quickest I ever got a refund in this joint. $10 you paid for that shirt, huh?
Yes.
I'll get a beauty for that. Boy, look at all the good-looking sport shirts here, huh?
Would you like to see some sport shirts, sir? I'll be glad to help you.
Yes, we'd like to look them over, sis. I got this refund slip here, and I want to pick one out in the place of the one my wife bought me.
Do you have the same trouble with your husband?
All the time.
Don't men get the strangest notions? Mm-hmm. Just because he thinks...
If you'll just let her show us some sport shirts, kiddo. Anything up to $10, sis. But make it real masculine. None of those delicate patterns like my wife give me.
Say, I think I have just the thing for you.
Good.
Yes, just a minute. Yes, here we are. This shirt is all the rage in Hollywood.
Yeah?
In fact, this is the shirt that was specially designed for John Wayne to wear on the set of The High and Mighty. There.
Oh, here we go again. The one with the daisies. Look, sis, do you mean to say a he-man like John Wayne actually wore a shirt that's got daisies all over it? Daisies on a field of dandelions?
Daisies? On a field of dandelions?
Why, certainly. Isn't that what this shirt's
Of course not. Those are crossed airplane propellers against a background of storm clouds.
Airplane propellers?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, when you look at it close...
This shirt was designed by that famous Hollywood stunt pilot. See, here's his signature. Jet Logan.
Jet Logan? Mm-hmm. My gosh. Yeah, you see there, Molly? See his name on the hem there. Jet Logan.
Hmm. This is an excellent buy at $10, sir. And
I'll take it. Now, don't wrap it up. I'll step in the dressing room over there and put it on. Give her the refund slip, will you, Molly? Boy, Jet Logan. Wait till the guys at the Elks Club see
Aren't this. Men ridiculous?
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. You know, the month of September is 9 days gone already, and that means autumn is on its brisk and exciting way once more. It won't be too long before these summer days will give way to falling leaves, school books, and the exciting spectacle of college football. Just about everyone in the country has football fever in the fall, and here at NBC, we're no exception. In fact, beginning September 18th, that's a couple of Saturdays away, NBC will bring you complete coverage of the top college football game of the week. Direct from the home team stadium, you'll hear every bit of the color and the tension that accompany the clash of two high-powered teams. It's NBC's direct report to you of the autumn gridiron spectacle. Beginning Saturday afternoon, September 18th. And speaking of sports, NBC also brings you the Friday night favorite cavalcade of sports, and you can hear it tomorrow night. Don Dunphy brings you a blow-by-blow account of the week's best boxing match direct from ringside. Remember, it's NBC for the best in sports coverage the year around.
Did you see the paper tonight, Molly? Look at this ad for the Bonton.
What is it? It
says big clearance sale on sport shirts. Starts tomorrow. Every shirt in the store, half price.
It never fails.
Hey, do you think I could take this shirt back, get a refund on it, and get two just like it? Because two shirts with cross propellers on a field of storm clouds...
No!
Okay. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Robert Easton as Les, Elvia Allman as the store announcer, and Natalie Masters as the sales lady. This is John Wald reminding you that we'll be back again Sunday night at this time when Mr. McGee's predicted fortune causes him some concern. Listen again Sunday night to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Get behind the headlines to the heart of the news tonight on most NBC radio stations.